This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we will have open phones here in just a few moments. Right now, we're still talking with Mark Falzon. That's MarkFalzon. He's got himself a YouTube channel with some interesting documentary work where he's gone to recently El Salvador and checked out the Bitcoin situation there. For newer listeners, you may not know that El Salvador mandated Bitcoin as a legal tender. And then St. Martin, the Dutch side of the island, has not yet made a move politically on it. But if they do, we're hoping they go in a different direction, which would be from the ground up, and that is allowing people to choose to use Bitcoin Cash. And that appears that people are using Bitcoin Cash to a large extent on the island. And that's what we've been covering with Mark here, kind of getting into the history of what happened, how it was that over 120, I think, the last time I looked at map.bitcoin.com, businesses are on board with accepting Bitcoin Cash. And it's pretty impressive. It's a really cool story. If you are just tuning into the show, go grab the archive tonight over at freetalklive.com. You can hear our full discussion with Mark. But I asked you to hang on for just a few more questions, Mark. First of all, is there anything that we should have maybe asked you about the situation there in St. Martin that you want to tell us about that maybe we didn't ask you about?
You know, off the top of my head, I think the most important elements of this are, again, that people are choosing to use it freely, and that the locals are using it. And part of that is a lot of these islands have cruise ships, right? So you have people getting off the cruises, and they're hiring taxis, they're hiring, boat taxis. They have the island of Nevis in St. Kitts, which there are two ferries that go back and forth. Both of them accept Bitcoin Cash. So
nice.
All of these tourists that are getting off the boat that have crypto, it's going to the local economy.
That's a really great point. There's really something to be said. I mean, like I said, we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is probably the highest Bitcoin Cash capital of the United States. I've yet to see anything that even comes close. And many cities, in many big cities, we have more raw numbers than they do, and certainly per capita, we whip them up. But, you know, you go into downtown Keene and you see Bitcoin Cash accepted here, Dash accepted here, Bitcoin accepted here, stickers on multiple doors of businesses. That has an impact on people. It creates an awareness that cryptocurrency is real and it's something that they can use. And yeah, I think you're right. With that many people coming in, that's going to have a big impact on the crypto economy.
Right. People are getting off the cruises and spending their crypto. And the small businesses here that accepted the taxis, well, why are you going to convert it back into EC or something like that when you can simply go to the restaurant that you go anyway and spend it? So there's this wonderful circular, a closed loop that's happening, and it's growing as more and more tourists are coming to this island, as opposed to somewhere like El Salvador, where, let's face it, there's not a lot of tourists going there. In fact, I know a BTC maximalist that I follow on Twitter that canceled his flight to El Salvador because of the killing that just happened with the 62 gang members.
Mm.
So, we have a place here where there's already tourists, there's already people coming with crypto. And they're injecting it. And now the world is hearing that crypto's here. And you're also going to get the crypto tour. So I think they really set themselves up in a wonderful way to enrich themselves in both cryptocurrency, but also in having agency over their own finances, which really is what crypto's about, at least for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a big deal to have that that, as you call it, closed loop. I use the term like business to business, when a business owner can take the crypto that they've earned by doing whatever it is that they do and then do something with it rather than just having to hold on to it or hoping that it goes up in value. And they can go and spend it on a vacation. Or one of my favorite examples in town here was there was one of those like local map things where you could, you know, go to local businesses, pick up a physical map and find other local businesses in town. One of the guys that designed that started taking cryptocurrency. So, of course, you know, he went to the local businesses that are accepting cryptocurrency and offered them to advertise on the map for crypto. So there was a, you know, a couple of the local businesses, they had a bunch of crypto that they'd earned over the years. And so they bought onto the map, and then he added like a little Bitcoin logo next to their business. And so it kind of became this little Bitcoin business map in downtown Keene. And I was just so excited to hear about these things happening, you know, that we didn't ask to happen. We didn't come up with those ideas. It just happened on its own.
Yeah, that was a really cool map too.
Well, I'll tell you something really exciting that just happened yesterday. So there is a restaurant here called Indian Summer, really wonderful place on the island of Nevis, and they also have a few locations on St. Kitts. And there's a restaurant supply company that sells your, you know, industrial refrigerators and mm-hmm. equipment in Florida, run by a man named Ryan Giffen. And he sells all of his equipment for Bitcoin Cash.
Nice.
So yesterday,
wow.
Indian Summer is opening a second, another location, I should say, in St. Kitts, and they purchased all of their equipment from him with Bitcoin Cash.
That's
and it's
amazing.
Being shipped with Bitcoin Cash stickers all over it.
That's absolutely incredible. Tell me a little bit about St. Kitts. It's the island just to the south of St. Martin. If you look at map.bitcoin.com, it's got about the same number of businesses on it. Is it, like, pretty competitive as far as a Bitcoin Cash destination?
It is. The government here moves a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a few reasons for that. But St. Martin, obviously, is kind of talking about legal tender status, and it's kind of a funny thing. One of the things that Rolando said to me was, we're going to beat St. Kitts. As in, we're going to be the first country that has Bitcoin Cash as a legal tender, because that's been something that's been talked about in St. Kitts as it's obviously spread to all the merchants and all the people using it here.
Mm-hmm.
So Rolando wanted to beat them, so we'll see if that happens. But
a little friendly competition, never hurt anybody. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's fantastic. All right, well, I'm really glad that you're out there doing this reporting, Mark, and I feel like we've covered all the bases on this tonight. I appreciate you staying on for over an hour with us. And again, your documentary work is over on YouTube at Mark Falzon, MarkFalzon. You're also on Twitter under the same name. Anything else you can plug for us here?
No, that's pretty much it. Actually, you know, one other thing I'll say is I just put up a new website called usecash.com. And what it does is it helps people who have no experience with cryptocurrency whatsoever, either individual users or merchants, get started using Bitcoin Cash right away, easy, no matter who you are or what level of experience you have with technology.
Great. Thanks for all the hard work out there. Feel free to check back in with me if you've got something to say about India and your experience there. I know that's next on your itinerary of travel. How long are you expecting to stay in the islands, though, for now?
I'm actually leaving in the morning and, funny enough, going to Bitcoin Miami to do some videos there and hopefully have some productive debate.
Ooh, that'll be interesting. I hear there's even like, I just heard today that there's apparently a Monero conference somewhere in Miami and then the so-called S-Coin conference across the street. So it sounds like there's a lot going on there this weekend.
That's true. April 7th is Monerotopia, and I'm actually a media sponsor there, so I'll be at that event too.
All right, very cool. Mark Falzon, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks so much.
Yep, check it out. It's got some really interesting documentaries, and it's really fun to watch what's happening there in St. Martin with the Bitcoin Cash. Very, very cool stuff. Highly recommend you check it out. MARCFALZON. I always have to spell it just because, you know, it's a hard one for the radio to communicate, and I really enjoyed it. I do want to watch his hour and a half long El Salvador piece. I just started watching it.
Hour and a half long?
Well, the one about St. Martin's is less than a half an hour, so it's okay. Pretty easy to consume, and the El Salvador one is a full-length feature-length documentary.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to say about, you know, what is going on down there. And I love how he juxtaposed the top-down, forcing Bitcoin down people's throats, authoritarianism of El Salvador with this bottom-up, grassroots thing that's going on in St. Martin. It sounds really exciting, and look forward to hearing more of their development. It's good to have some competition. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We just spent the first part of the show talking about the amazing story out of St. Martin. The Dutch side, apparently. I learned tonight that there's two sides to the island. I hadn't figured that much out in my looking into St. Martin. I was like, why do they spell it two different ways? Oh, because the northern side's a French side, and the southern side's a Dutch side, so there's two sort of districts there. But anyway, it's just heavy with Bitcoin Cash accepting businesses. And if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, you should go to Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can begin the introductory process. There's some new concepts you should get your head around, like decentralization and why that matters. What is blockchain? Maybe get some basics down before you decide to get into it and get your first Bitcoin Cash or a fraction of a Bitcoin or Dash or whatever it is that you're interested in getting. There's so many different options, and many of them you can actually get through Bitcoin.com. So get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're already deep into crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you there as well every day over at news.bitcoin.com. Again, news.bitcoin.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Let's talk to Jay Noon here in New Hampshire, calling us, I believe, from the Domestead. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Ian, thanks for having me on. So as you're aware, the New Hampshire Department of Child and Youth Services is, essentially attacking my family.
They want to provide you with services.
I'm not interested in their services.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is all over, essentially, my wife leaving our daughter in a car and running into a store and coming back out, and there's busybodies and cops there.
Wow.
And one thing I must say is I am very happy with the Henniker Police Department.
Really?
The Henniker chief of police is a real stand-up dude. He's a real man. He met with me and my wife and kids and, you know, saw him and everything. And, you know, he didn't really know me. He wanted to talk to me. He says, yeah, I'll go have breakfast with you at a breakfast place down the road. And, so we hung out with him for like an hour and a half, you know, and he goes, yep, I told the people at, DCYF, your kids are not, neglected. You know, he's a father of a couple of kids, and he knows the difference. And they don't care. And
wow.
In fact, I have a cease and desist order actually kind of working on right now. It's going to go in the mail tomorrow because you need to do these things, you know, certified return receipt. Because, you know, everything I'm going forward with is, you know, I'm preserving the record for, possible appeal if need, but definitely a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're not the only one here recently that has been targeted by DCUIF for political reasons.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this is a straight up culture war that is happening. And honestly, like, if it wasn't for like some of the YouTubers that I follow, Free Talk Live, you know, Ernest Hancock, you can listen to his stuff. Tim Pool is actually very, he explains the culture war stuff really, really well. Tim Pool's, he's pretty good about it because he used to be very much on the left. He used to be anti-gun, for example, and now he's not. And, he's very much a, you know, libertarian, best I can tell. So I like wouldn't even, you know, understand there's a culture war because, you know, I don't do Facebook anymore. I raise you know, I raised my kids. I raised pigs. I raised cows, chickens. You know, some of you guys in the studio, you know, see little videos I make of my kids and the stuff that we do on the farm. So yeah, like, you know, there was, Rochelle Kelly. She was, the mom that, you know, went to the playground in Concord that was closed during the scamdemic.
Yeah, this was in early 2020. I think it was April. She got arrested months later for bringing her kids to the park. She ended up taking that to court and winning.
I wasn't even thinking of that one, but yeah, that's another one.
And it wasn't even a jury trial. She won in front of a bench trial in front of a judge.
That's right.
But let's focus a little bit more on what's happened to you, Jay. These goons came to your house today.
Yep, they showed up at my house today. And, you know, oh, well, before that, here's what these guys have done that is absolutely insane.
Hmm.
They, I have an affidavit here. And, you know, I sent some pictures to some people in some chat groups of it. So, you know, I'm sure it could be read by some of you guys in the studio. And they have an order to interview my two-year-old daughter by herself. That is not happening.
How many words could she even say if they could? Like, obviously, you're not going to let that happen, but, I mean, how many words could a two-year-old say?
Well, if you walk around the farm here, she would point out every animal to you and tell you what noise it makes and what an animal is. You know, she will point out the pig poop and the cow poop and the goat poop, because she knows the difference between it all.
That's good.
She's a two-year-old that's literally a farmer.
That's true.
So in this affidavit, paragraph 8, I'll just read this real quick. On March 22nd, 2022, Melissa Coombs, who is a DCEYF agent, contacted the Henniker police, who stated they are familiar with the family due to the residents being Free Staters, anti-government, and the family lives on a compound with lookouts.
Compound.
Wow.
Meanwhile, back at the compound.
Situation. Henniker police states this is a dangerous situation and will not go to the home without a court order. The Henniker chief of police is extremely upset about that particular paragraph. Because the only thing he said to those people, what he told me, and he's going to, you know, we're probably going to court Monday to get an emergency injunction against these guys.
Mm-hmm.
What he told me was neither him nor any of his officers use the language, let me get back to it here, anti-government, lives on a compound, or lookouts.
What is with this word compound that they keep using against us, man?
They love that.
Yeah,
love that.
Even the judge in the Crypto 6 case used the word compound. Mm. I'm like, really? Really? Is this really who you think we are?
And
what they want to believe.
Well, I've got, you know, it's pretty documented who I am. You know, these people are, they're cult members.
Yes, they are. And hang on, Jay. We're going to continue with what's going on with you and what your planned response is. Maybe some other people who are in a similar situation can learn a thing or two. Because, you know, Jay New knows the system. He knows the sort of the underlying, I don't know if you want to call them secrets, but the sort of esoteric stuff that most people don't.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News. Communities near the U.S.-Mexico border are dealing with an illegal immigrant surge, as Border Patrol reports at least 150,000 encounters per month over the last year. Uvalde, Texas Mayor Don McLaughlin appears on Fox News and says Americans are being neglected.
This administration needs to stand up and say, you know, our citizens' rights are being infringed upon when they trample over our property. We're not afforded the same abilities they are. If we do something illegally, we'll get arrested. They cross the border illegally, and we reward them with a bus ticket or a Visa card to go somewhere.
This comes as President Biden says he'll lift Title 42 border authority in May. Starting Friday, tourists heading to Canada no longer need to get a COVID test before they leave home. People who have gotten two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines at least 14 days before arriving in Canada are considered fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian here.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Jay Noon, who is sometimes a co-host here on Free Talk Live, but he's stepped away for a while since he's been having children, and now apparently the DCYF goons, or whatever it is they're called, because there are always different letters, it's a different acronym in every state, but those people who want to take people's kids from them. They're now targeting
alphabet people.
Kidnappers. Yes, the goon squad. In this case, it looked like it was a butched lesbian that came to your house today who decided she wanted to take your kids, and some other bureaucrat from DCYF, and two cops, and you basically called them out for being city dwellers. It was pretty entertaining. I saw the video Bonnie had seen, Jay, so I did see some of the video footage, and you basically basically told them to get lost. Is there anything that you can tell our listeners as far as suggestions? Obviously, you can't give legal advice, but sure. these goons show up and they want to search your house. How did you handle it?
Well, I told them no, I do not consent, and I also have told them several times that I require payment of $50,000 per hour, and because they're the government and they lie, that I need to get prepaid. So nobody's giving me $50,000 to take an hour tour of my property.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, absolutely not. And what they want to do is, and what's cool is the order doesn't have, with this stuff, well, first off, the word children and child and parent, they're all like these commercial, legal, statutory terms, which I don't identify as any of those. I don't have children. I have a son and a daughter, and I am their father, and they have a mother. And the state, and they're all, you know, legalese, gobbledygook words. I don't consent to that, and I don't have those, you know, things. You can get into that and find out. I'm actually writing up a cease and desist order that sort of gets into that a little bit. But best thing to do with these guys is, well, first off, you have to be great. And you have to, you know, really, like, you know, keep your emotions level. And a lot of people can't handle the emotion of and keep it together of, you know, somebody wanting to snatch your kids.
Yeah.
So it's role playing helps. Really helps when you live in an area where the police are decent, for sure. I am very thankful this is not happening on Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
That's where you moved from, by the way, for listeners that don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So what I referred to these to this woman as is a city urban liberal type.
Mm-hmm. She looks like one, too.
Is what I call them. And, you know, they are, and we got to understand, like, if I didn't have my head wrapped around culture war and been listening, you know, to podcasts about it, you know, it would be a little harder to certainly understand my position and their position and deal with these folks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and this culture war thing, a lot of people really dismiss it. They don't believe it's happening. But when you look at how, for example, at several levels of government, they are throwing the book, slamming the door, and throwing away at the key at essentially conservative types.
Oh, yeah.
I don't identify as conservative. I don't care for Trump. And anyways, but like, you know, let's look at examples. You have, you know, the January 6th deal, and there's people still in prison who literally, like, haven't been charged, from what I understand. They're in, like, horrible condition.
The unauthorized tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yet you have BLM burning cities. What, 30 people died in a riot in the summer of 2020 or 30 plus? Hundreds of billions of dollars of insurance claims due to, you know, fires and torching. They set fires to, federal buildings. There was some building in Portland that where the mayor had, like, he lived there, and they were trying to set fire to that.
But so long as they stick to government buildings, I'm all right with it.
Well, yeah.
But no, they didn't.
Right.
Whatever. So the point is that these people, you have Kamala Harris and you know, the rest of the radical left, essentially, you know, promoting campaigns to, like, bail these people out of jail through GoFundMe. GoFundMe never gets shut down for people donating to violent radical extremists such as Antifa and BLM. But yet, GoFundMe, you know, totally shuts the truckers right off, you know, because it's literally a culture war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely did that.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with J.R. Hole today.
And he is a former state representative who was recently targeted by DCYF in a similar circumstance. I believe
he beat his case.
What's that? He beat the case?
Him. Okay, good. He beat the case. And
has there been any talk about dissolving DCYF?
No. Do you have a vat of acid?
Well, I'm just asking, man. You said you're talking to one of our state reps, so.
So J.R. Hole, I don't believe he's not currently a state rep. He was.
Oh, he was. Okay,
that's correct.
So, but he wasn't planning on being a state rep. Now he's going to run again because of this stuff.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Is what he told me. So
I remember him as being good.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Pretty freedom friendly.
Yeah. So one thing I want to back up to. So there's an affidavit in a courtroom that has a signature on it. an affidavit stand as essentially facts and truth until they are rebutted.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone puts compound and lookouts, now all you people in that studio have been to my home.
Yes.
You see I have these geodesic dome houses here.
They're really cool. They're
called
domes.
Yep. And they both have these five-sided cupolas on top. Well, that's part of the geodesic dome structure. It has to do with it literally not falling down on itself,
mm-hmm.
and you know, heat and moisture. It's a specific architectural design of the house. And you know, my homestead is not a compound.
No.
It's a farm. It's a farm.
Yeah.
It's a homestead. It's
a farm with usually like some RVs on it from other free staters that are, you know, crashing there temporarily. And
it very much reminds me of what New Hampshire is like. You know, it's a very rural, you know, part of the country. And
it's almost a community center. There's a lot of activity there, especially during the warmer months. There's usually, you know, campfires or cookouts or whatever going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very much like a lot of fun when you throw a party or whatever.
So I have Farm Friday events. Like today there was 8 kids and their parents were basically going to come here and they were going to help me feed pigs. They were going to we were going to start preparing some garden plots, trash pickup. You know, we have some steers that we got to castrate and didn't get any of that work done. I needed to get done today. And
that's because you were expecting the government to show up. Right?
You're expecting different pigs.
I'll tell you, I really feel good about the Hennecker police in this. And the first time I've ever truly had a warm and fuzzy feeling. You know,
I got a suggestion
for you on that, which is given what the police chief said to you, if I were you, I would get an affidavit from him saying exactly this is exactly what I said to DCYF.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, I mean, you got to remember these are liars and thieves, and don't let them deceive you just because they're acting nice now.
Some are better than others.
It's true. But...
And the rural cops of New Hampshire are, well, they're probably the best quality swine you'll ever run across.
By comparison.
Well, and comparison. I know you wanted to respond to that, Jay, so hang on. We'll continue here. And hopefully they don't... I hope he continues to have a positive experience with them, because I suspect once the judge's order comes in, they'll behave differently.
But oh, absolutely.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
We're talking with Jay Noon. He's still on the line with us here. Called in tonight because the Department of Children and Families goons are after his kids. And they are coming. They came by today to his Domestead there, which is a farm that he has in sort of central New Hampshire, central southern New Hampshire. Jay, you're back on with us here. You had a couple of goons from DCYF and a couple of local cops show up. You say that the local chief of police seemingly has been making statements that support you in this case. So the local cop is not immediately falling in line with DCYF, which is making their job a little bit harder than it would be if this were like a big city situation. And you were just about to explain what your approach is going to be with getting the police chief on record.
So, yeah, I had a conversation with him today about, you know, swearing out affidavits to correct the record. He said that, he's lost sleep over this. But you know, the thing is with this guy, he understands the culture of rural Americans, essentially, and especially, you know, rural New Hampshireans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, pretty much everybody in rural New Hampshire carries a sidearm. Pretty much everybody, you know, has got a pickup truck, mm-hmm. four-wheel drive one in rural New Hampshire. You know, we pretty much everybody's got, a lot of people have animals. Most properties in rural New Hampshire are basically homesteads. Like my place is like a classic New Hampshire homestead. It's, you know, it's basically what it is and, you know, what New Hampshire's been since it's been settled. He understands it. He gets it. The chief of police wasn't here today, but two of his officers were, and they were both really good. And, you know, I'm chatting with the one guy and he grew up on a dairy farm,
mm-hmm.
but he knows what it is. He understands. You know, if this was, you know, some, you know, police officer in, you know, New York State or basically any city, almost any blue area, it would be a different story. They would be, you know, I don't know, you know, they probably wouldn't be protecting my rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would act like they were on a compound and act like they were under threat constantly and be violent and believe everything DCYF said. And this guy, like you said, if he's raised on a farm, he knows just that he's on a farm. Like, that's where he is.
It sounds good. I'm just afraid, you know, don't let them blindside you, man.
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, I mean, you know, I've always been sort of a lot more talkative in these situations, then, you know, and I wouldn't recommend anybody talk to any of these people.
Yeah.
Unless you've rehearsed it. This is why it's so important, like, when you get a measly traffic ticket, to not just pay it, to go through and fight it.
Agreed.
Do the litigation,
yeah,
for example.
Make them work for it.
Well, and make them work for it, and it's such good practice. And I had a lot of traffic tickets in my life. And, you know, I mean, I used to, you know, I've been, you know, I mean, you know, anybody just, you know, run my name through an internet search engine and you can see all about it.
Yeah.
He said it again.
So, Jay, as I understand it, what these goons are going to try to do from the DCYF is go to some sort of robed man and have some kind of order issued that would, what, compel you to let them in the house? Is that what they're trying to do next, you think?
Contempt order is what they're looking to go do, and we'll see what they do.
So they already have an order from a robed man?
Yep, they have an order from the Hillsborough District Court, and it is signed by, I believe, a robed woman named Erin B. McIntyre, signature of judge.
And what has she ordered them to do?
She hasn't ordered me to do anything.
Them? What did she order them to do?
She is ordering, I hereby order that a police officer, juvenile probation, or parole officer, or child protection service worker shall enter the premises of the children in reference to the Department of Health and Human Services investigation and assess the immediate safety and well-being of the children. And this order is served and executed by, if this order is served and executed by a child protection service worker or juvenile probation and parole officer, a police officer shall accompany child protection services. The court further orders, in addition to entering the premises as part of the investigation, that the division is permitted to interview Cypress Spalding, which that's what they're calling her. You know, my daughter on there, and that's not her name, alone without the parents present, and compel the parents to provide information for the children's medical provider and sign a release of information. And then they go on with this other stuff. Grant that they asked for, but it doesn't look like the judge gave it to him, but this is in the affidavit. It says, grant any further relief as may be just and equitable. Mm. So when that is on a document with DCYF and they show up in your house and they see some dirty dishes, maybe you know, there's a poopy diaper in a trash that might smell, or, kids are half covered in, you know, mud and, you know, whatever, cow poop. This is like the catch-all for them. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we can just take your kids. Grant any further relief that may be just and equitable. So the thing is never, ever give these guys consent. Mm-hmm. Never let them see your kids. And there's a website, I can't think of it right now, but I'll send it over to you guys. That's specific to New Hampshire, and there has been millions of dollars worth of lawsuits settled against DCYF. I mean, there's literally cases where a young girl, a toddler, is taken from her father, and the father's like, you know, a working class kind of guy, given to the mother, who's a straight up heroin addict, and then the mother kills the child.
Jeez.
And the father, the father sued DCYF and settled for $7 million. I've been, you know, going through this stuff the past few days, you know, building my case.
So basically you told these bureaucrats when they showed up that you didn't consent. You've never consented to be governed by the state, and they could go take a hike.
You know,
and they did leave, and we'll see what the next step is here.
I want to know what I mean. There was no court case. There was nothing. You were never before a judge. You know, I mean, when did you have an opportunity to defend yourself? Where was your due process in all this? Because I'm not hearing any
due process. There is no due process, and also I asked the lady that was here for her oath of office, and she totally sidestepped the question. And learning now, there is no oath of office with social workers.
Interesting.
But they lie constantly. And I think we caught this one in straight up perjury, especially with what's going on here.
Well, keep us in the loop as this develops. Definitely an interesting situation, and I hope that maybe Bonnie can dig that video up, and maybe we'll be able to post it to Free Keene. Is that something you want to go out publicly? I presume you do.
Yeah, sure, do it.
All right, cool. We'll see what we can do about that. And like I said, Jay, keep us in the loop on this, and keep those video cameras rolling, because the more video there is of this, the more people can understand what really is going on out there with parents, because it's rare that people will record interactions with these bureaucrats.
I was just about to say that. And people are so afraid. And then, of course, nobody understands just how terrible DCYF is. So-called organizations, state organizations are supposed to protect kids. They're not doing that. What they're doing is they're basically using it as a political means of politically harassing people that they don't like.
Do you have cell 411?
I got a new de-Googled phone, so I haven't put that one on there yet. I have it on my old phone.
You're gonna have to wait till the next release. The next release will be de-Googled.
Ooh, we're breaking news here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. Now you've teased the new release. Nobody, I mean, it's obviously software's done when it's done, but can you say maybe by summertime or?
Hopefully, the big question is the Apple version.
Yeah, well that wouldn't be Googled, right? I mean,
that doesn't need to be de-Googled. Right.
So yeah, as far as the de-Googled version, that maybe by Porkfest.
Possible? Could be.
Okay. All right. More coming up here. Hour 3. Thanks, Jay, for the call. Hour 3 is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.